Hey guys,
I'm Hallie,
and I'm Jamie,
and this is Literal Nonsense.
Hello.
What up?
Crazy.
I'm a worm.
You really are. Hallie took my blanket, so
sorry, I just wanted to cuddle.
Maybe I'll blanket up next time. If I get like the heated blanket, it will like match and we'll just be gray blobs.
I love it.
So we are finally here.
Thank God.
Yeah. So we are covering Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros.
Wow.
We made it finally. I'm enjoying the slow burn that we're doing in the sense of reading it slowly, dissecting it, digesting it. Those are the only die words I can think of.
Yeah.
So I feel like doing this in three parts made me happy.
Yeah. Because we could spend more time with it, you know?
Yeah. So today's episode, we're going to do part one of this book, which again, Onyx Storm. We are doing chapters 1 through 20, which is pages 1 through 179. So let's just dive right in. I feel like not a whole hell of a lot happened in this part, but that's, like, okay.
Yeah, so, okay. Do you want to talk about, like, what you were anticipating about before?
Yeah, so we'll start.
We started?
Yeah, because we kind of ended last episode off with that, so let's just, like, refresh, and then we'll dive right in. So yeah, I was expecting, obviously, primarily, like, Venom cure.
Yeah.
Finding this situation.
Yeah, definitely something along that lines.
Still, I knew I wouldn't find this out in the first third of the book, but, like, Violet's second signet. So, yeah, that's what I was anticipating. Yeah, what were you expecting?
Honestly, I was thinking more along the lines of just, like, the Venom.
Yeah.
Like,
more battles.
Yeah, like, I thought it was gonna be, like, way more action-packed. Not that this isn't action-packed, because there's, like, a fucking crazy scene every other chapter, but
right.
I think what kind of threw me, and I think it was just because I'm stupid, was the whole, like, Andarna thing.
Yeah.
Like, we find out there's a seventh breed, she's the seventh breed of dragon, and then I just figured, like, oh, she'll just grow up and we'll just learn about her that way. Like, I didn't think of, like, they were gonna go and, like, try to find her family. Oh my god, you're sitting on your lap today.
That's, like, the main part of this book, is that
it's, like, the whole reason of the book.
Yeah, it's, like, Andarna's second breed. So, Violet's theorizing that finding this seventh breed will also be the cure to, like, vent. Like, it ties together.
Yeah.
Just because, like, Andarna basically said, like, last book, I waited to hatch until, like,
which is crazy.
Yeah, so I get it,
the
I
fact
guess
that, like, she could feel like it is time.
Yeah, I get it, but yeah, I also was thrown off. So really, I mean, this whole part of the book, just plot-wise, basically has to do with Violet's asking to go on a mission to find the seventh breed of dragon, and they're, like, granting her, like, a quest squad.
Well, what I think is interesting, like, off the get, the beginning of this book, is, like, they're still at Basketh, the war college, but they kind of, like, don't follow the rules anymore.
No, like, I feel like they're not students anymore.
No.
But they are.
Yeah, and it's just, like, it's just hard. I don't know. I mean, like, it's fine, but for, like, my, like, OCD issues, like, it's kind of bothering me that, like, it's not following, like, the school schedule. Does that make sense?
No, yes, agreed.
Because they have full reign. Well, they don't have full reign, but, like, they feel like they're entitled because they're like, we just saved you guys from Venom, like, fuck off. Which, like, okay, cool. But I don't know, it's almost just, like, a free-for-all.
You
know? Even the professors, like, honestly, like, don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I guess because priorities have changed, right?
Well, because it's wartime. But I also, like, I said, like, so, really, while Violet's getting this admission together and whatnot, mm-hmm. they are, like, going to new classes, whatever, but it's like, yeah, I feel like they're not following the schedule, and also, like, it's wartime, but then I feel like there's no wars happening.
Yeah.
I guess because the what's it called? The wards?
Oh.
The wards are back up.
Yeah, so they're not, like, getting breached or anything, but I don't know. Now that we're talking about it, I'm like, it's a very different flop. You know, yeah, I forget, no. too, that, like, there's a whole group of first years. And, like
legit. Just normal.
And,
proceed,
you know,
as normally.
Yeah, and, you know, Violet and all them are only in second years.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, I think the vibes, like, right off the bat, threw me off a little bit.
Yeah.
And, okay, so, I feel like here's a big thing I want to talk about, too, before we kind of start going, like, step by step what happened. Mm-hmm. A lot of people talk about how, like, in the beginning, or, like, whatever, the when beginning. There's, like, mad new characters and stuff, and there are.
I didn't feel like there was, like, that many, though.
My stance for it is, honestly, like, when I'm reading a book like that, and there's, like, new names mentioned, if you just mention a name, I kind of don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
If, like, you're relevant, I'll start to learn your name. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. Because you're so, in, like, more scenes and...
Yeah, like, so, like, Marin, like, Kat's best friend. Mm-hmm. I know her name now. Great. Because, mm-hmm. like, she was relevant. Like...
But she was relevant in book two.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I'm just saying, like, book two, when she got introduced, like, I now know who you are because, like, you kept coming around.
Yeah.
When they're just mentioning random names, I'm kind of like, I don't really care.
Like the death rolls, right? Or well, death calls, whatever they're...
Well, that, but okay, so, like... Let's talk about, I guess, I'll revisit this part in, like, 2 seconds.
Okay.
But, so, basically, Violet's given a quest squad, and she really wants to go to the Isles, like, the Southern Isles. She has, like, a strong intuition about that.
Yeah.
And no one's listening to her.
Yeah.
So, they take this squad, who none of which she picked, which is, like, people she was saying, like, I want to trust them, people who are, like, in on the secret.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that she wants to find Eridz, like, you know, what Andarna's kind is.
Yeah.
But no one really knows, obviously, that Zaytan's a Venon, besides for...
Her.
Well, Garrick and Imogen. I would also probably argue Bodhi knows as well. I don't know, though, if he does. Unsure. But, so she takes this, like, first squad, and this is, like, you know, a little bit into the book. She takes the first squad, and they go, and they're trying to find something in one of these houses or this town, whatever. And there's this girl that keeps being mentioned. Her name is Aura, right? And...
Yeah, Benhaven.
Yes. And I feel like her name kept being mentioned, yada yada, and it was like, who is this girl, whatever. Well, she dies. So I'm like, well, I guess I don't need to know your name anymore.
So, like, okay. So my problem with Aura is just, like, I felt like she was very non-essential.
Yeah. Like they she kept was mentioning just... her name as if she was a main character, and then, like,
killed her off. Like, she's like those, like, annoying, like, fruit flies, you know, in the summer that, like, just, like, are around, but they don't go away, but they're not, like, directly, like, in your face. But I was confused as to why she was giving, like, the arc that she was. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I agree with you, because I felt the same way, almost, like, needless.
Right.
I do feel like Aura was introduced in this book. I've heard her name before, like, previously, but not, like, a ton. She was introduced in this book basically to show, I think, the rift of, like, the people who stayed at Basketh and the people who left. And they were like, you guys are traitors, whatever. Mm-hmm. And, like, they were, like, trying to, like, fight each other. And then, like, she also happened to be on, like, Violet's quest squad. So, I think it was almost just to show, like, the, like, divide also in those people.
Mm.
Like, they're all against the Venon, but we still have, like, this rift now of, like, people who stayed and people who left. Like, Violet and all of her friends are, like, chill with the Flyers now.
Yeah.
And...
Which I like, by the way.
Yeah.
I like their dynamic.
Yeah, same. And these people are, like, super against it. So I think Aura was brought in for that. But again, I guess my point is I understand everyone saying, like, there's a lot of new names, it's overwhelming, but it's like, if you just keep on reading, like, cool, and now Aura's name doesn't mean shit to me because she died.
I didn't think it was that, like, confusing, though.
There's a lot just thrown, like, out, for sure, but whatever.
But, like, if you think about it, here we go again, referring everything back to Sarah J. Maas, but, like, Crescent City, reading that book compared to this,
well, right.
is, like, this is nothing. This is first grade. Crescent City, learning all those new characters, all the new names, that shit was tough.
Well, that's what I'm saying, and I feel like Crescent City, like, we've mentioned, you know, the lore behind it, all the gods, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm almost like, I just read until it makes sense. So, like, we'll talk more about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I guess probably in part two of this book.
Mm-hmm.
But when they start going to all the aisles, you start yeah. learning, like, each aisle kind of, like, has a god they worship. But, mm-hmm. like, that didn't make sense or click with me until, like, I got a few aisles in. So, yeah. like, I just, like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. I don't know.
Just fucking read.
Yeah.
And you'll figure it out.
Yeah. So, I will say something that I think was not done well. Starting off this book,
what?
Is this book is very clearly, even in this first part, the first 179 pages, we're venturing out, right? We're mm-hmm. starting to, you know, go out into the world.
Yeah, like, outside of Basketh, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. and she, like, didn't update the map. So why would you have all these new locations?
Rebecca?
I truthfully actually don't understand.
I didn't even notice that, honestly.
Well, because I went to go, like, look at the island.
You're so good.
And I literally was like...
¿Dónde estás?
Yeah, I was like, where are they?
Yeah.
Interesting. I just think that makes no fucking sense.
It's on the back either, is it? Because there's a map on the back, too.
No, it's the same map.
That's wild.
I'm just... And again, we can talk more about this in part two, because that's where it becomes more relevant. It's not super relevant in the first 179 pages, but I was just like, huh? Like, I like to, you know, mm-hmm. when they mention, like, the war plans or, like, the war map, I'll, yeah. like, sometimes look at the first, you know, the map in the first page and be like, oh, they are, like, moving this way, or, you know, that's just, like, smart. To get yeah, a yeah, better yeah. idea. So I'd be like, oh, where are they flying? And I was like, actually, I have no fucking idea where they're flying, because so, they're not here.
So from what I understood... Right, is that if Basketh is, like, here, say.
Mm-hmm.
They flew south.
Yep.
And now they're going up the coast.
Well, I think it's a whole, like, so, like, this map, right, here. I also don't have my dust jacket on again, so just a black fucking blank book. But this map, here it is. You guys can't really see that, but I have it.
Let me see.
So, this is, like, called the continent. So, like...
Yes.
So, like, they fly, basically, from what I understand as well, they fly south, and they go, like, to isles over here. Like... So, it's not, like, the same continent. It's, like, islands. You know what I'm saying? Like, separate. Like, this is the continent. Like, how...
Mm-hmm.
They reference this later. Oh, you guys call it the continent. We've called it, like, this other name. Whatever.
Oh, yeah, they call it...
So, it's, like, a whole new...
A whole new world.
Yeah, which she didn't include. Why? Why?
That's actually really crazy, because I also haven't heard anyone say that, either.
Am I like, I don't think I'm dumb. I think this is real. I think this isn't...
Jamie has spoiled the plan.
No, I just think, I'm like, am I missing something?
Unless
like,
she did that on purpose. Here? Do you think she did it on purpose?
Why would you do that?
Rebecca, why did you do that?
The next book better fucking have the islands, like... Anyways, whatever.
So, it's the same map, though, as the other books?
Yes. Are you sure? Like, why? What are we doing? I'm confused.
I wonder if it's, like, a pre-order, like, misstep, you know? Like, do the other books, like... Next time I go to Barnes & Noble's, I'm gonna look.
I'm gonna Google this, because I'm like, what are we doing here? Anyways.
Yeah.
Weird.
Whatever. I don't like that either, now that you've mentioned it.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So... Violet was on the first mission, like I just said, Aura and, like, some other guy dies, which, again, like, who cares if their names were mentioned? They're now dead, so it doesn't even matter. So let's not all get our titties in a twist.
Yeah, well, she sucked anyways, because... Right.
She was all nervous, and that was why Violet was like, yeah, I don't want this, like...
Okay, well, first off, let's talk about the big OMG factor here, is that Zayden is now a teacher. So Rebecca's given us
yes.
teacher-student trope,
which is I crazy. Don't hate.
It's not my favorite.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, so, okay.
It's also, like, not, like, a true teacher-student trope either.
Right, and also what's relevant here is, like, that Eidos is back. Fucking Dane's the loser-ass dad. Oh, he's now the general in place of Lilith.
Ugh, yeah.
So he's, like, in a position of power.
And he openly hates Violet and all them. And, like, even his own son, even Dane's like, you know, he's not really a big fan of me right now either.
And it's just, like, I love when adults are, like, so hard-ass on, like, children. I mean, they're, like, in their 20s. But, like, he, like, is keeping Xehanort and Violet apart. And I'm like, are you good?
Yeah, it's, like, his mission.
Like, they're 20 years old.
I know.
You're, like, 55, probably.
Get a life.
50,
whatever. You're at war, bro.
Yeah, like, whatever. So that's part of, like, why I mention that now is because that's part of the whole teacher-student thing is, like, in the codex, like, you can't date a teacher.
And, you know, they live by the codex.
And even Violet's like, yeah, no, like, we literally can't.
Well, I think, also, I think it's interesting that the Flyers are now initiating, like, themselves under the codex.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, I feel like a very big, like, compromise on their part. Or not, like, compromise, what's that? Like a...
No, I guess, yeah, you know what I mean? But yeah, like, it's like an adjustment.
Yeah.
Agreed, 100%.
Especially because, like, their school and stuff like that is completely different than Basketh.
Yeah, so, and I think they're integrating well, like...
Yeah.
The riders who are accepting the Flyers, everyone's just vibing. Mm-hmm. It's good.
Well, granted, we're only really hearing about, like, their Flyers. That's like, true. In their wing, you know what I mean? That's true. So, like, Kat, Marin... Traeger is his name?
Yeah.
Traeger, and there's one other one, right?
Yeah. But they're, like, they're kind of, like, they're literally in their squad. Like,
yeah.
I think they're, like, the example to which they want everyone to be, like...
Yeah.
Like, how they're integrating, and they're all, like, a squad, and, like, they bring Kat and Marin and Traeger and everyone with them. Like, that's what they want everyone to be doing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, so let's talk, I guess, more about, like, the setup of this. And let's talk more about Xehanort and Violet, because, you know, we do know that he's a professor now. So they can't be seen together, and, like,
Professor Rewson.
Fucking Eidos has, like, his students being like, if you see them together, like, tell me, and I'll ship Xehanort off, whatever.
Is Dane a wing leader in this book?
Probably still.
Right?
I think he's still, yes, he is, he is.
Like, he took Xehanort's spot, right?
Yeah.
Or is that a squad leader? What are they called? A wing leader, no?
Yeah. Dane's a wing leader. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he was a squad leader the last book. Yeah. Right? When they were first years?
Yeah.
Also, the what's it called? The sprayed edges on the book? Immaculate. So good.
Gorgeous. Yes, they are.
I love looking at the dragons.
They are.
Yeah, so, okay. Xehanort and Violet. Now, this is my thing, right? So, Xehanort obviously is Venon. So, we learn a little bit about the Venon in terms of, like, how they go through, like, their steps.
Yes.
So, Xehanort's, you know, siphoned energy, whatever, like, once at this point, right?
In the beginning, yeah.
That's how last book ended, right?
Yes.
But he hasn't siphoned since then. So, like, the redness in the eyes has gone down, and he's, like, the lowest level ranking.
He's gonna initiate.
Yeah. But, like, they can all kind of sense each other, which is interesting, but obviously, like, the more he...
Channels,
you know, he's gonna move up. Which, whatever, is fine. I think it's interesting to see him visiting, what's his name? Fucking Psycho Sid.
Oh, Jack?
Jack. Even though, like, we don't get those scenes, like, it's mentioned, right? And even Violet's going to see Jack as well.
Yeah, because they want to find a cure. And Jack's like, there is none.
Okay, now, hear me out. Xehanort obviously is Venon, right? Like, what I feel would really shake the book community is if Rebecca made Xehanort, like, really embrace the whole Venon thing, and then fucking Violet turns... And they're, like, Venon together. And they, like, run shit. And then, like, Tarn and Scale have to, like, kill them.
Wow. I mean, I just don't think that would ever happen.
Like, that would be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, yes. I don't know what I think is going to happen, to be actually completely honest with you.
One of them and or both of them are definitely dying.
I don't think so.
You think they're going to live?
Yeah. I do. Really? Mm-hmm. I do. But as of right now, he's, like, he's fine. I mean, I'm not, like, mad about this, but he literally, like, refuses to, like, have sex with Violet. They try, and he, like, channels out of, like, the bed.
Yeah, the wood.
Yeah, anything has energy.
I guess.
Because
there was, like, a burn mark. And Violet's like, it's okay.
It was, like, a little bit, like, paler. Like, he, like, started taking.
You know.
Okay, that was so circa Edward.
I was just gonna say that. I was like, was it not giving, like, when
their Edward... honeymoon?
Yeah.
Bro.
Crazy.
Like, it literally was like, I can't. I'll lose control and I'll hurt you. Yeah. Same vibe.
Yeah.
Like, literally. It was literally Edward and Bella.
Wait, I saw this... Side note. I saw this meme on Instagram, and it was like... why don't vampires have babies? And it was like, because they have to be given permission to come inside.
That's a really good one, actually. Wow.
I laughed for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, as you should. That
That was good.
That was good.
So good.
That was really good. Anyways. Wow. I mean, hats off to that. Okay.
So, yeah, so Zayden and Violet. Yeah, let's stay on track.
I literally was like, I lost the train of thought. I was like, I'm blank.
Yeah.
So they're having a weird dynamic, but, like, she's also being very understanding. They're totally fine. Like, they're very much together.
Yeah.
She's very reassuring. I will love you no matter what. I'm going to find a cure for you.
She's, like, his cheerleader. She's very rah-rah, like...
Yeah.
Which is fine. Now, I've heard a lot... Okay, so I'm confused.
Do tell.
Because online, like, when the book first came out and all these people were fucking reading it in 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever. Mm-hmm. The general consensus seemed to say that there was more smut in this book than there was in the other ones. And that just really confused me because in this first part, there wasn't really any smut.
No, this whole first 179 pages, like, making out, but, like, not sex at all. But I will say this. I think this was a very creative way, like, him being Venom, to incorporate the feeling of, like, longing and yearning and, like, I can't have you when they're, like, already dating. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
physically,
yeah.
Like, so they're together. Like, yeah. They're not fighting anymore.
They're fine.
They're good. I think that's a really awesome way to, like, be, like...
Yeah.
The yearning.
Yeah.
You know, once they're together, it's usually when the book ends, and it's like, they're together now, you know? So I was like, ooh, okay, girl, you're still giving us that, like, I can't have you, but, like, while they're dating.
Forced proximity.
Yeah, but, like, an I can't have you professor plus Venom, like, we're...
She's really, like, pulling all the stops out.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's kind of where they're at. Now, one of the first...
Wait, can we talk about Sawyer?
Oh, yeah, we'll talk about Sawyer, and then I have another thing I want to mention, but yeah, Sawyer's
guy is, like, chomped off by...
Chomped by Weavern.
And,
Is it a Wyvern? Not a Weavern. Know.
He was, like, really down bad about it for a while.
I mean, rightfully so.
Understandably so. But he was, like, kind of in, like, you know, the poor me, pity me thing. And now he's, like, over that. They were, like, he had some, like, tough love.
Yeah, which I think he needed. But, yeah, I do feel really bad for Sawyer.
Yeah.
As well. Yeah.
I hope he's able to fly again.
I agree. I think we'll be able to. Also, he's a metallurgist?
Yeah, however you say it. Metallurgy?
Hello, are we speaking English?
No.
I feel like he can make a sick-ass prosthetic.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, why didn't they just make a prosthetic for him?
They start mentioning it, like, a little bit later. Like that it's, like, wood and metal. So I feel like he's gonna be just fine.
Yeah.
He'll make a fucking cool bio leg and we'll be good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Something else I want to mention, kind of on the topic of the friend group, another big things that happens in this part, probably really the only big thing, it's kind of a dick tease of a big thing, but whatever, Eidos is pissed and, like, sends all of them to the fucking front line. I was like, bye, guys, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they start attacking a village, and so the whole crew goes. It's, like, Marin's family's there, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And so this is a pretty big scene because there's, like, a tornado and shit. I don't know what's going on.
Wait.
That was weird.
Yeah. Like, the weather was, like, weird.
Like, Violet fucking and Tarn get in the tornado and, like, Tarn almost dies. So you think Tarn dies for, like, 5 seconds. I knew Tarn wasn't dead. No. I wasn't even really shocked.
No, it was giving, Dorothy.
Yeah, like, I was like...
and it's like...
I was like, they're fine. But, so, aside from, like, these, like, little dramatic things... What I want to mention from that part is Garrick all of a sudden shows up, and Violet's like, how'd you get here, Garrick?
Yes.
And he can jump.
Distance jump.
Yeah. So basically, we find out that a lot of the rebel kids with the relics have second signets.
Because of their relics.
Now, I want to talk about this for a hot second, because, quite frankly, Rebecca Yarros, you gaslighted us, and I'm a little upset. I was trying to explain this to Hallie.
Jamie was very upset.
And I feel like I didn't do so eloquently over text, so I'm going to do it right now.
I was very confused.
Okay. So, hear me out. I was on TikTok or Instagram or whatever, and people were saying, before this book came out, oh my god, Liam has a second signet, because in the first battle, the one that Liam dies, it mentions Liam wielded ice.
Mm-hmm.
My second read, I fucking highlighted it, because people were talking about it, right? Everyone's like, oh, I bet the Rebellion kids have a second signet.
Yeah.
Whatever. Someone asked Rebecca Yarros this, again, before this book came out, and they were like, do the Rebellion kids have second signets? And she was like, oh, and they referenced that line,
mm-hmm.
Liam wielded ice.
Yeah.
And Rebecca goes, no, honestly, I was going to have Liam be the ice wielder. I made Riddick the ice wielder. I think it was just, like, a typo that made it through editing. Like, sorry, guys. Like, mm-hmm. That was, like, still the early phases of the book. Et cetera, et cetera. You're literally a liar.
Yeah.
Because they mention Garrick has a second signet. And in this conversation with Garrick...
It's not ice.
Well, in this conversation with Garrick, because Garrick has his other one signet...
Oh, yeah, she asks him, yeah.
And then, you know, she says, oh, like, you have a second signet. Yeah, and they're talking about this. And Garrick mentioned the Rebellion kids have second signets.
Yeah.
And Violet goes, oh, I thought I saw Liam, dot, dot, dot. And Garrick goes, wield ice. So, yes, that was exactly why you put that there. Why did you just...
Like, blatantly lied to everybody.
I understand that you needed it to be, like, a shock factor.
But don't lie.
I'm also just, like...
Just say, I can't answer that.
Right. She literally was like, you're all dumb. You looked into it too hard.
And
they're
and,
right.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, now let's talk about that for a hot second.
What is Riddick?
Riddick is an ice wielder. So, that's what I'm saying. Like, Riddick does wield ice. That's his only signet. So, when Liam did it... Like, that was, like, Liam had another one that wasn't ice wielding. So he had, like, a second, like, lesser one, you know, just regular elemental magic.
Yeah. Oh, but he can, like, dehydrate things, right? Or something
Riddick's
like that?
Riddick's a super powerful, yeah, Riddick's a really powerful ice wielder.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, point being, is these Rebellion kids have second signets. Now, I think it happens a little bit later in the book, but, like, Violet asked Bodhi, she was, like, so do you have a second signet, too? And he was like, I don't. And she's like, kind of like how Garrick didn't.
Yeah.
That you just can't tell me. And he was like, well, then, Bodhi says, kind of like Zayden doesn't. And I was like, because no one knows Zayden doesn't have one.
Yeah.
Like, or, like, has one.
Yeah.
But I'm like, Bodhi, was that, like, purposeful? Because that was, like, a very, like, that didn't answer my question,
yeah.
So.
Yeah. And, like, to say, like, Zayden of all people, who, like, we know, like, the second signet is, like, nobody knows.
Right. So, like, Bodhi could be saying that truthfully and be like, oh, like, no, like, we really both don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that, like, adding to it? So, like, I don't know. How do you feel about all of them having, or not all of them, how do you feel about the second signet situation for them?
I feel like it's fine. You know, the cynic in me is like, of course.
That's how I feel as well.
Of course they have second signets, you know? Because one wasn't enough. But, like, it's whatever. I don't really... I'm not, like, too bothered by it.
I think it's interesting. Yeah, I'm not too bothered, but I'm also... Agreed. The cynic in me is, like...
That's convenient, you know?
Correct.
And we know how we feel about convenience in these fantasy books.
Yeah.
But, like, also, you totally skipped the main part... of this fucking tornado thing.
Well, I was gonna get there next. Okay. I wanted to rant about
How is she gonna talk about this and not talk about that?
No, I was gonna talk about that. I was waiting.
Okay.
I just had to talk about that first. But go, proceed. Amazing.
Okay, so interested in how you feel about this. Because I personally have some mixed...
Do tell.
...feelings. Okay, so obviously... You know, they go, whatever, they have this tornado, Tarn's, like, passed out, and a Venon comes. Now, we learn that this Venon is a woman.
Mm-hmm.
The name is Theophany?
I was gonna look, but Yeah.
It's like Stephanie, but with Theo in front. Without the Steph part.
Yeah, I think it is, like, Theophany.
Something like that, right?
I was gonna double check, but yes.
Okay, anyways. And this bitch wields lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so anyways. Mm-hmm. What we learn here in this conversation is that, like, this Menon, Theophany, or however fuck you say her name, is, like, almost in competition with the other sage. That guy.
Yes. Yes.
To get Violet to turn Menon. And, like, this...
Yeah,
this,
it's Theophany. It's like Stephanie with Theo in front.
That's what I said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, she's, like, telling Violet how, like, she can help her so much better than the other one, and it's only a matter of time, and there's so much she doesn't know or isn't aware of and capable of, and you're like...
And this girl not only wields lightning but has silver hair. Like, what are we... What...
Okay, so... Crazy, crazy conspiracy right now.
Tell me.
So, like, what if, like, Venon are, like, from a parallel universe where, like, the Dragon Riders are evil?
Maybe, but then what, like, you know, Violet turned Venon, there'd be two of them? Like, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know what my theory is for, like, what's going on with this.
Well, I know, and, you know, in part two we'll talk about when they're on the aisle.
Yes, correct, yeah.
And that threw me for a loop.
Agreed. So I don't...
It's very strange.
It is strange. Like, I don't know what's going on here. But we do find out from her, like you said, she wields lightning, so now we know Venon have Signets.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's, like, competing with the other sage. Like, be under my rule, Violet. I'll teach you more than him. And okay. It's, like...
Yeah.
They're competing to, like, who gets to, like, turn Violet.
Yeah, because... It seems pretty obvious that whether she's in Basketh or she's a Venon, she's going to be the most powerful whatever. Right? Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
And, like, they're, like, almost in a competition to see, like, who will raise the like, that, her, basically. Right? Yeah. Like, so that's the vibe I'm getting.
Yes, and his name is Berwyn. She mentioned it.
The other guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that was the one who was in her dreams.
Correct.
Or Zayden's dreams, and, whoever dreams they were.
And, just remembering now, as I'm looking back at this, she's the one, Theophany,
mm-hmm.
who mentions that Andarna is an Arid. Like, they don't yeah. know, and Andarna's like, oh my god, that is what I am, and I'm an Arid scorpion tail.
Yeah, as soon as she says it.
Yeah, so it's, like, also interesting, the Venon seem to have more knowledge about the seventh breed, which, again, the fact that this seventh breed was needed to raise the wards and stuff,
mm-hmm.
clearly have some kind of impact on the Venon. They're all tied. So I agree with Violet's thought process of, if I find the seventh breed, I feel like I'll also get answers.
Mm-hmm.
I
just feel like there's, like, a majority of the story that we're missing.
Yeah, and I think that's fine. Especially if it's the third book out of five, that makes sense. Yeah. We're almost getting more questions this book, which I don't mind right now. I'm not annoyed by it yet.
Well, so, like, for example, last episode, when we were, like, kind of, like, talking about, like, our theories and mm-hmm. whatever going forward, and how we were saying that, like, this book is, like, a scene setter for, like, the rest of yeah. the series. And, like, I think that's been pretty prevalent so far.
Agreed.
You know?
Agreed.
Which is fine, because, you know, I was kind of expecting that. But also, I wonder if, like, the Venon actually do have, like, specific signets, or they are just powerful. And, like, as you go up in the ranks, are you just able to do more?
Okay.
So, like, I think, like, Theophany, like, I don't think her personal signet is
lightning,
like Violet's. I think she does that to, like, kind of fuck with Violet's mind.
I could see that, but also, like, the lightning plus silver hair, that's weird. So, I don't know. Who knows? Plus, they mention in Battle Brief, like, we do know now that Venons have Signets. Is that just based off the information off Theophany, or mm-hmm. are they realizing that with other ones as well? Because that would make a difference. So,
true.
Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you. Is it just, yeah, like, are you powerful? Could she also fucking firebend? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't doubt that, because especially if you're indefinitely channeling off the land.
I feel like it's kind of like free reign at that point. She looked like that.
Her lip got stuck.
Yeah, I see that.
My dog's lip got stuck. It's like, she's slowly going down.
So special.
Oh, the poor thing. She has mental problems for sure. Sorry, it was really distracting. I couldn't, like, let go of it. Yeah, so I don't know. I think we'll get more information on that, though. I think that'll be a question that is answered. Mm-hmm. Is it specific Cygnets?
Yeah.
Or is it, you know, just all power?
Yeah.
And so Zayden ends up channeling again, because basically they're putting him in rough spots where he, like, has to go past the wards, and that's not good for him.
Yeah. So,
hmm.
And then he, like, goes into, like, hiding for, like, a week.
Well, because his eyes are red again.
Yeah, so, like, he's saying that he's, like, he's, like, hurt or something, right?
Yeah, whatever. I mean, he makes excuses.
And Violet's, like, so concerned and so nervous.
Yeah, and she, like, also, first of all, the wards at Athelbine are gonna, like, fail within, like, 6 months. And Zayden's obviously been in. So there's, like, a lot of pressure to find the Irids and the cure. Like,
yeah.
For all reasons.
Yeah.
So that's kind of, like, we're feeling a lot of pressure this first third of the book.
Well, they're also on, like, a time crunch.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they literally, like, the wards are failing. And Zayden has limited time before he, like, keeps channeling. And so while all this is happening, again, the classes and, you know, that one little main battle that happened with the Venon, which kind of gave us more questions than answered, mm-hmm. we end off this part, and the fact that Aura just fucking died, and everyone is like, that okay. didn't work.
Okay, just, like, super quick.
Mm-hmm.
The fucking thing with Aura, like, what a bitch. First of all, fucking, it's Eidos, right? General Eidos.
Yep.
He, like, creates, like, a group of, like, spies, essentially, to follow Zayden and Violet yes. around school to make sure that they're upholding the Codex. First of all, okay, you're weird for that in general. And also, like we mentioned, you are a grown man.
And
thirdly, you are the general.
He's a weird freak.
There's other things that you should be more concerned about, like about how your wards are failing and you have these all-powerful Venon who are gonna come fuck you up. Me, my priorities would be a little different. Him, he's a loser. So
he's a major loser.
Which, that whole thing in general is crazy, and like, reading the book and, like, you know, whenever, like, Zayden and Violet are, like, they look at each other, they're, like, having, like, a longing thing, and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, I gotta snap back because Aura just, like, you know, it was just, like, like, kind of thing, you know? But also, side note, it sucks for Zayden and Violet because, like, Zayden doesn't think he can control himself, so he's, like, completely blocked off Violet.
Yeah.
So they can't even mind speak, which, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean like, I think they're handling it well, though. They're not, like, crumbling.
No. It's just, like, that sucks. So,
yeah, to further
the pining, the longing thing that yes. you're mentioning.
I think that'll pay off, though. I really do.
Yeah. So, anyways, now Violet has her own squad of people that she has to go to try to find the Irids with. And she doesn't like any of them. Understandably so.
But once that first mission happens and they die, they're kind of like, alright. Because now, like, it failed. Like,
yeah, but, like, this is what this just, like, goes to show, I don't know, like, I didn't know how I felt about this. It was essentially, like, you know, they're out in the middle of nowhere, and Violet is, like, with Aura, and then all of a sudden, like, the person who's, like, in charge of them, some colonel, whatever, yeah. which was the guy who fed her that serum or cut her off from...
Yes.
From RSC last book, and so, like, she didn't really like him because of that, and now all of a sudden... Apparently it's him who comes out of the house and fucking Aura just sets his ass on fire because he's a fire wielder.
Yeah, everyone's fucking dying. It's fine. But that proves the point of almost like Violet said, if you gave me people who were trained, who had experience in this, and also people who trusted me and like my crew, like this would never happen.
Yeah.
So I think it was almost just a point to almost like a very concrete example of like why Violet was right.
Yeah. Wait, when does Aura die again?
That right then. She dies in that whole kerfuffle as well.
Wait, but who kills her?
I think she also just dies in the fire. Or, like, a Wyvern grabs her. I think a Wyvern grabs her. Because the big fire attracts all of the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And so they only like, have like a certain time to get out,
yeah,
right?
It's like a whole shit show. Because it's, again, people that, like, she didn't want with her, Violet. So she's like, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
And now, what's going to be relevant going into this next part of the book before we end today...
Yeah.
After this whole shit show happens, we get introduced to a new character, our boy Haldin, who's the prince of...
Is it Haldin or Haldin?
Haldin? I don't care. We can say either one.
Fuck that guy.
Yes. So,
he's, like, the guy you hate, but, like, he's such a loser, so it's, like, funny.
Yes, correct. So, you find out within, like, 2 seconds of him walking in, you're like, that's Violet's ex-boyfriend. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, you know. Like, the way she's talking about it in her mind, you're like, oh, God.
That, and it clicks also because she has this past with, Eric.
Yeah. And just the way she's talking about him, basically, long story short, they were, like, dating, she, like, not loved him. Oh, no, she didn't love him. They were dating, whatever, and
but she says it's, like, love of, like, what you would imagine for, like, that time.
Yeah, period. Right.
Like, and that point in her life.
She caught him, like, fucking a professor and was, like...
Which was crazy that ironic. that was
yes.
what it was.
Ironic. Especially amid the whole, like, they can't fuck because Zayden's a professor now. So Zayden's super jealous, but why
Which
that's relevant...
I love to see.
Yes, same. Why that's relevant is because now Violet, to end this part, first third of the book, is they let Violet pick her own squad.
Yeah.
But because they're now going to go to the Isles like she wants, they need to bring Haldin. You want to say Haldin? I'll say Haldin.
Yeah, because I... Yeah.
Okay, Haldin?
Yeah.
They bring Haldin with them because they need, like, a royal member, I guess, like, to, like... Greek court.
Yeah, because most of these people on the Isles will not speak to anyone unless they're royal.
Right.
And I think also, too, he's, like, trying to build relations for Nabaer itself.
Correct.
You know, so, like, they need, like, an actual, like, blood representative.
Right. But which I find that interesting because Zayden, we also learn, not only is he a professor, but he's now the Duke of Tirindor. But I guess it doesn't count, right? I was gonna
say the Duke of Wellington.
I'm dead. But it doesn't count, I guess, right? Like, they need, like, Haldin to, like, go and be, like, the representative.
Well, yeah, because it's, like, you know, in England, you have, like, the king and queen, right? But then you have...
Like, dukes and duchesses.
Dukes, yeah.
Okay, right. So having the big wig is better for them.
Yeah, so, like, that's great, that, right. You know, but you need, like, actual royal blood. Like, Zayden's not really royal.
Right.
I would say he's just, like, rich, you know?
Yeah.
He's, like, political rich.
Yes, correct. So, I guess for me, right, there was things going on in the beginning, but I almost feel like it offered us more questions, and now, like, you could tell this is where it's gonna, like, turn.
Okay, yeah, so, when we started reading, initially, the book, I was like, okay, like, I wasn't really, like, digging it. I was like, okay, like, whatever.
Yeah.
You know? And that kind of upset me because loved books 1 and 2.
Agreed.
You know?
Yeah, like this first 179 pages, I wouldn't say I loved it. It was, like, fine.
Slow.
Yeah, they were slow. But, like, you can... I highlighted this quote just because I'm obsessed. So, just to give you guys a little appetizer of where we're going for the next episode, and we're making you wait a whole week for it. LOL. But whatever. So, Violet picks her own squad, and just to, again, give you a little tease... Mira says this, which cracks me up. She says, you get one chance to form your own squad, and you choose your ex, your current lover, the Quadrant's resident smartass, 2 people who have tried to kill you in the past year, 1 over said current lover, and whatever Dane is. And I was like, amazing.
Yeah, Mira is good. I like Mira.
Mira's good. Because she is. She picked Kat and Riddick and, like, all the people she... Honestly, she does trust Kat, unfortunately. Like, and they're fine-ish now.
Well, yeah.
They're fine.
I don't think we've seen Kat.
No, not yet. Yeah. That's the next part.
Okay.
So, again, even though it seems, in that sense, a little unconventional, it is people that she trusts. And she's like, all right, this is now, it's going to be successful. Like, now we're really going to get to work. Mm-hmm. Like.
Well, and, like I said, I think it's because, like, it's her squad.
Right.
You know, like, she's been training with these people besides the Flyers.
And there's a reason, right? Like, Haldin is the Prince.
Mm-hmm.
Kat has all these different powers. Like, she's a flyer.
Mm-hmm.
Dane speaks all these different languages that none of them can speak because he has training. Yeah. Like,
which,
you know?
Which is crazy because also, we didn't mention this at all. Violet gets all her dad's old journals.
We just forgot to mention that, yes.
And that's how she knows that she's right in her feeling that she needs to go to the Isles.
Right. Which I think was just, as you just mentioned, it almost just reassured her. She already kind of had that vibe.
Yeah. So what I think is interesting, the whole thing with her dad is very interesting. So we learned his name is Asher. So now we're getting a little more information on him.
Thank God.
I think it's interesting how Rebecca Yarros puts, like, frames, like, the information that, like, Violet's remembering from her dad, like, as flashbacks.
Yes.
So, like, her and Dane sitting with her dad, like, in his office.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad's pacing and he's, like, questioning Dane on, you know, this and Violet on this. And, you know, the whole elaborate, like, you have to unlock the journal. And it's, like, he's leaving them only for Violet.
Yeah, and Mira's upset about that.
Yeah, she's a little bit hurt. But Violet was supposed to go to the scribe quadrant. Like, that was... Violet was her dad's protege, essentially.
Correct.
And Mira was her mom's.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Correct.
Which I wonder if that's gonna, like...
be a thing. Agreed. I agree.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I do agree wholeheartedly with that.
Yeah. But anyways, so the whole drama with, like, her dad and, like, you know, having Dane, like, you know, go into his dad's, like, new quarters to get the journal for her and all this stuff is interesting, I think that's the part I'm most excited about, is, like, learning about, like, her dad and, like, what's in the journal.
Right, and I also think that was a way, it was, like, a creative way that, yes, obviously Dane's dad is now the new general and stuff,
mm-hmm.
but I think it really is showing, like, Dane's loyalty. Like, he really, like, knows he fucked up the first
mm-hmm.
book.
Yeah.
So I'm fine with Dane. Dane's cool. Fine.
Yeah, he's okay. He's redeemed himself.
Yeah, so I think, honestly, this whole crew she has, especially even Kat, for someone who caused me such immense amounts of anger, and Dane as well,
yeah.
I actually like her whole squad, besides for Halden.
But, like, I feel like Halden adds,
He's also comedic.
Yes, comedic, relief.
Yeah, he's because not even, like, I don't hate him. I'm like, you're just an idiot.
Yeah, he's just stupid.
Which we'll talk more about next episode for sure, because he has some scenes.
Yeah, he does.
So I like where this is going. I think this part, mm-hmm. again... there were still things we had to discuss this episode, and, like, alright, where are we going? It kind of is, like, setting the scene.
Yeah.
But I will say, as far as, like, this first third, it did read slow.
Yeah. Once they leave...
yes.
I enjoyed, like, our part two so much better.
And you could tell, like, that's where things take off.
Yeah.
So, that's it. That's gonna be our next episode. So we're gonna talk about that. Different vibe. I feel like this book goes through a different vibe. So we'll talk about that next. Excited. Wow, that was beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Well, we hope you guys are enjoying Onyx Storm as much as we are.
Or
if you've read it, hope you like it.
And hope you're excited with us.
Yeah, so excited. Oh my god, I can't wait to talk about this next part.
Yeah, me too.
All right, bye.
I've had enough. We'll see you guys next week for part two.
Bye.
Bye.